and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, certified financial planner.
And I'm Shay Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome back to New Retirement Radio on WTCM News Talk 580, live every Thursday from 10 to 11 with Prout Financial Design, with Mr. Dennis Prout leading the way today. Good morning and welcome back, sir, via Zoom, we should say. The whole gang is hooked in via Zoom today. Welcome back, Dennis.
One more time.
One more time.
Zoom. And I'm excited to be here, and I'm also excited to think about next week. We've been given the green light to come back to the studio.
Yay!
We'll all have appropriate social distancing.
Yes. We do have, just in case, if any of us get too close to one another, the management's installed this, goes off automatically if we're within 6 feet of one another. So if you hear that, you just take a step backwards.
Excellent. I love that.
Okay. I was thinking maybe someone got tased or something.
Of course, we have Heidi Thompson and Shay Pataja joining us. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
Morning.
So today is May 14th, 2020. The economy is slowly coming back. Today we're going to be talking about a couple of three different issues. So some very interesting Shay stats today on the number of the cases related to COVID, and also stats related to the economy too. Looking forward to that. And Heidi's gonna give her view in terms of her perspective on common quadro misconceptions. What is a quadro? It is a qualified domestic relationships or relations order administered to help divorcing couples distribute their respective retirement accounts, their qualified retirement accounts. So we want to talk about this in depth. But basically, when the relationship doesn't go as planned, we or our loved ones have to go through what's a very difficult transition. What was meant to be a longer term prospect all of a sudden comes up close and personal. And how do we split that? How do we take care for ourselves and or our children in some respects if they're going through a respective divorce? Tough subject, but important to discuss. And I think as we get into this material, you'll find out why it's important. When retirement accounts meant for years out turn much more short term. And whether it's a distant cloud for some of you or much closer. So, Heidi, well, what do you have to say about this? Why do you say it's important or think it's important?
Well, you know, when we were talking about what we were going to do this week for the show, it was like, you know, quadros are so depressing because it has to do with the subject of divorce. And I myself am divorced, and I try to bring forth and just say, hey, you know, this could be really helpful to people in our audience, and or maybe their children or their sister or brother that are going through a divorce, because the more you know about the quadros, it can help you land on your feet a little bit better. Because if you know the rules and things to look out for and mistakes to avoid, I think we can all see the benefit of avoiding mistakes. And just that knowledge, even if it's just you passing it on to someone you know, we hope it just makes a terrible situation a little bit better and help you come out on the other side on your feet a little bit stronger. So that's why I think it's important to bring these out, because nobody likes to talk about the depressing stuff and all that. And divorce is a horrible thing to go through, but let's try to make people as strong as possible on the other side.
Now, I admit it. I am very reluctant to talk about it for all those reasons. But at the same time, trying to inform you about missteps to avoid and positives to take advantage of, given a very difficult situation. In a nutshell, a quadro is a state court order obtained by divorcing parties that requires workplace retirement plans to pay a portion of the participant's benefit to an alternate payee, in essence, the ex-spouse. Because within retirement plans, you can only have one person as owner of the account. Now, traditionally, the spouse, he or she, is the beneficiary. In this case, the spouse is moving from beneficiary to owner as a result of the quadro. Isn't that interesting? So you can see why all of a sudden it changes. Where always before in an IRA, in the IRA universe, you can only have one owner of an IRA. That's why just yesterday I had a couple in, and he said, well, doesn't she need to authorize this form? And the answer was no, because this is your IRA. In regards to her IRA, she's the only one that needs to authorize paperwork, in this case, to transfer the account. Now, I also explained to her and him, now remember, in essence, you're joint owners because she is the primary beneficiary on the account in this case. So you see why that all of a sudden that ownership changes. And how do you legally do this, and how do you avoid the problems related to that? Now, misconception number one, quadros can be used for IRAs. They don't apply to IRAs. They apply to 401ks, pension plans, and certain 403b accounts. So if you will just leave this in the terms of it applies to pension plans only. And it applies to 401k plans as well. Now, some thrift savings plans or TSP plans, those who work for the Postal Service are divided through a retirement benefits court order, very similar to a quadro. So keep in mind that it's a derivation or a derivative, if you will, of the quadro. But it can still apply to a TSP or other retirement plan through the federal government. Keep in mind, too, quadros cannot be used to split IRA benefits upon divorce. And many family attorneys get into the deep weeds on this. Some of them understand, some of them do not. That's on the face of it, on the front of it. That's why it's so important to have your financial advisor who understands the implications of this and can reference sources for you. Sometimes we at Pro need to contact our tax advisors at Ed Slot & Company. We've done this in the case of some more complex situations. And in terms of divorce, those conversations can be tough, but they're needed. We need to have those to make certain that these quadros are, the language is proper, and it's doing what the participant needs to have happen. Yes, Heidi.
So just one thing to point out here, when Dennis was talking about that the quadros cannot be used to split IRAs, that would include those SEP plans or simple plans, which are considered IRAs.
Yeah.
And these assets are split according to the divorce decree or the separation agreement, not the quadro. So they you do have other recourse. It's just a different part of the document that's going to govern that split.
Correct. It's a different instrument. And you also made a great point in a conversation beforehand, Heidi, that many times the spouse, he or she, is not aware of the full financial situation within the marriage.
Right. Maybe they don't handle that part, or the husband or wife has their own business and those retirement plans are all through there, and they don't even know exactly which kind of retirement plan is being used.
So through the process of discovery, again, as negative as this can be, you need to be aware of the different kinds of plans, the tax benefits, as well as the tax consequence of the decisions you decide to make, because those can be some of the most expensive mistakes you'll make. The tax consequence is the worst part of this thing. I'm just a warning, shot across the bow, be aware of how expensive just the tax implications can be on these things if they're not handled properly, okay? So that's what mostly this is about. How does this plan work? What types of plans does it make sense on? How do I transfer these accounts to avoid the tax? How do I, you know, still, if you will, think properly when your mind or your child's mind may be very scattered on this situation? Thinking through the actual divorce itself. Oh, great, I've got something else to think about here. You know, how do I not pay the tax? Oh, come on, and really, seriously, give me a break, right? Well, it is a part of the conversation and part of the knowledge base that you want to have going into this. Misconception two, quadros are only for ex-spouses. They can also apply for child support as well. By contrast, IRAs can only be divided among divorcing spouses. So IRAs can be divided, not with a quadro, but a quadro can be used for child support as well. Yes, Heidi.
And, you know, this was something when we were going through this material, I did not realize that you could use that for child support.
And it never not occurred to me either.
And that's a great thing, because a lot of times when you're going through a divorce, you know, job performance slips. A lot of times people lose their jobs, or there's so much legal fees. There's a lot of financial pressure. But mm-hmm. to know that if there is a problem for that child support, maybe looking at the 401k or other similar plan could be a way to make sure that those children can be well taken care of financially.
Yeah, another way to take care of child support and to basically remove the former spouse from that decision in terms of the child support. That child support then is administered through the retirement plan itself. And that in and of itself can be a huge positive in the midst of a lot of negative. All right, misconception number three, and then we'll take a break. An ex-spouse can't receive his or her quadro benefit until the participant themselves receive their benefit. That's another misconception. The shared payment quadro provides that the ex-spouse will receive a specified portion of a lump sum distribution or each periodic payment, generally monthly, made under the plan to the participant. So under a shared payment quadro, the ex-spouse cannot start receiving her benefit in this case until the participant elects a distribution. This means that a participant could force his or her ex-spouse to delay receipt of their portion by delaying receipt of their own benefit. For this reason, the shared payment type is most commonly used in defined benefit plans when the participant has already retired. By contrast, a direct 180 to this, a separate interest quadro allows the ex-spouse to receive or start receiving his or her benefit on a date that is independent of the participant's commencement date. So then you're not controlled in this case by when he or she decides to start their retirement benefit. Yes, Heidi.
So just right here, Dennis, we can see the big difference, if you know the difference, between a shared payment and a separate interest. How much of an impact could that make on that individual's planning? Yes. So that's an important definition to know. They sound a little similar, and you may assume it means something, but just the difference between those two types, you want to make sure that you are addressing the one that best fits your situation.
By the way, this is information all from Ed Slott and Company. Given the information, Heidi and I both attended the class a couple weeks ago now. And this was a whole, there are about 10 to 12 pages of information here on these misconceptions. For those of you who would like this information, just contact our office. Speak with Meg, if you would, and or whoever is in attendance. Our phone number, 231-947-3992. We'll be happy to get this information to you if you think it could be of help, of course. All right, next, misconception number four. Quadro benefits must be split 50-50. Many Quadro benefits are defined contribution plans, divide the participant's account balance on a 50-50 basis. As of the date of divorce or another date, however, there's no requirement that retirement benefits be split equally. That can be part of the negotiation. For one spouse, it might make more sense to get 100% of the benefit and the other spouse to get the house. Keep in mind, these are different assets and they are taxed very differently. So a value of $200,000 on a retirement benefit does not equal the value of $200,000 on a home. You have to take a look at what these assets mean, their true value, and the tax consequence of those specific assets. Yes, Heidi.
And also if there's loans or mortgage on either of those assets. But just like you were saying, Dennis, when you and I were talking about this, is your home and maybe your 401k most likely are some of the biggest assets that you have, that a couple may have. So that's why you want to make sure, like Dennis said, you can use this when you're trying to figure out what's the best thing for each person to receive. Which one do they want? Maybe one wants one more than the other. So you don't have to do the 50-50 down the middle split.
That's right. Now, in terms of a pension plan where there's a guaranteed income at some point in the future, there are two ways to figure that balance. I'm not going to get into the formula. Just suffice it to say there are two very significantly different ways to figure the benefit for the spouse who is not the participant in that particular plan. Then misconception number five, early distributions from an IRA into which the Quadro payments, again, the qualified domestic relations order payment from the qualified plan have been rolled, are exempt from the 10% penalty. Now, this is another possible gotcha moment. If the Quadro payment comes out to the divorcing spouse direct from the plan to the participant, there's no 10% penalty. There's no 10% penalty no matter the age. If, however, that participant rolls it to an IRA and then takes the funds out of the IRA, there is a 10% penalty if they're not yet 59 and a half. So that's another interesting gotcha moment where what makes sense on the surface doesn't make sense in reality. Yes, Heidi.
Right. So you have to be careful about if you're going to roll it over to an IRA or if the money is, or if it's staying in the plan or where the money is. Because if you're counting on that money to maybe pay your legal fees or some other expense that you have during the divorce, want to make sure that you're not going to get caught with that extra 10% penalty, because that would just add insult to injury right there.
It really is. It can be expensive. On $100,000, that could be $10,000 you're subject to just from the federal penalty. Now, under the new CARES Act, here's another point. For this year only, you can avoid that 10% penalty if it's been shown that you have suffered harm as a result of the coronavirus, and you can take a sum up to $100,000, even though you're under the age of 59 and a half, and avoid the tax penalty on those funds. All right, so there are a lot of ways to navigate the current new rules that have gone on, as well as these rules related to a divorce, okay? Last misconception before we go to a break, quadros or qualified domestic relations orders issued after death are invalid. That's not the case. In the Pension Protection Act of 2006, Congress instructed the Department of Labor that oversees retirement accounts to issue regulations clarifying that a court order does not fail to be a quadro simply based on when it was issued. But it is important to go ahead and get these completed because sometimes tax problems or settlement problems can occur if they're not followed through with. Oh, we got a quadro, and it's still six, it's been 6 months since we've gone ahead and gotten this money split. Do not wait on getting these funds split as a result of a divorce, as long as a quadro is valid and accepted.
I sent, via Zoom here, I sent you a chat message from one of our listeners on the text, and I don't know if you can see it. It's a little involved, which is why I didn't try to repeat it and send it to you. So is there a way, can you see that?
I'm looking at it right now. Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Can you ask them to comment on the long-term care with death benefit or permanent life insurance for estate portfolio tax strategy? The concern is the long-term care policies are risky if you don't choose the right provider, won't go bankrupt, and are ready to pay when it's needed. Well, that is a risk. So obviously you want to check the rating agencies on that insurance company. You want to check to make certain that they have some experience in underwriting these policies. These are general oversights. And also, of course, what is your liquidity? So if you do put in a lump sum to a policy like that, how much of that of those funds can you get back out if you should have an emergency? So a lot of this, the long-term care spectrum has been changed dramatically in the last 5 years. Most of the companies that were in the long-term care industry simply went out of business because they weren't able to pay the benefits as insured to the individuals, or were no longer offering new policies. So these are relatively new policies that I think Lori is referencing. Obviously, the big key is the insurance company's ability, as she says, to continue to make those payments out into the future. All right, common quadro mistakes are a checklist of things to do. The draft quadro is not pre-approved by the plan administrator. What does that mean? The ERISA rules provide that the plan administrator is responsible for determining whether a state court order meets the requirements to be a quadro. The plan administrator is usually the plan sponsor. So in terms of a financial planner, my job would be to help you determine what it would take to get this plan pre-approved. That can make a lot of sense. In some cases, that responsibility is delegated to the third party administrator. To me, it's almost like getting a pre-approval on a mortgage. Getting a pre-approval from the plan administrator can make certain that the quadro actually complies with the plan's rules. That's key. So you make certain that the quadro is actually going to be accepted by the plan administrator and then doesn't have to be readjusted after the fact, causing more attorney fees and consternation amongst the participants. Does that make sense, Ron?
It absolutely makes sense, Dennis.
Excellent. Is that the word of the day? Consternation?
Consternation? Is that the word of the day?
Consternation?
Consternation.
What does that mean?
That means when you get little water droplets that develop when it's real cold. Oh, no, I'm just.
Condensation.
It's a little different, I think.
Consternation occurs after condensation. Consternation, we can say, is when the blood pressure goes up a bit. Yes.
Oh.
That's consternation. What?
I'm consternated.
Yes.
The medicine for that.
Let's stay away from that, shall we, Ron? All right, the quadro is not promptly implemented, which I referenced earlier. Once a court order has been signed by a judge, an advisor for an ex-spouse should make sure the order is presented to the plan administrator for final approval as soon as possible. Get moving on this. You don't want to wait. Waiting costs money.
Don't let years go by before you approach this. Once you've been granted this, you want to move funds to some vehicle that you have some control over.
Yes.
And not just leave it and say, well, I'll take care of it when I'm ready to retire. And the reason I say this is because Ed always gives us examples of people who actually do wait quite a long period of time, and then problems can arise that could have been taken care of if it was done right away.
Wind up being much more expensive.
Yeah.
Mistake number three, and this is the most common one, the quadro provisions are not clear enough. By far, the most common quadro mistake is that the court order doesn't provide sufficiently clear information about the amount to be paid to the ex-spouse. Even if the parties intend to have the draft quadro pre-approved by the plan administrator, an advisor can still add value. This is, you know, he's speaking to us here, the advisors who were reviewing this information, by first checking over the draft to make sure that its terms are specific and clear. Pay attention to the following. Does the order specify the plan or plans from which the ex-spouse's benefit will be paid? Well, that would seem obvious. It's not. There might be four different plans that a participant takes advantage of. There might be an IRA. There might be a deferred compensation plan. There might be a 401k. There might be a pension. How do I know this? I see this all the time. There could be three, four, five, six different 401ks that have never been rolled into an IRA. So you have to make sure that the quadro addresses every one of these. Okay.
And that you're addressing the right title of the all of them. Because if you name the wrong one, you could be naming one that has a vastly different asset amount.
Yes. So if it's addressing a non-qualified plan versus a qualified plan, the non-qualified plan could be completely taxable if paid out to the spouse, which they gave a specific example of, and versus a quadro on a qualified plan would be completely tax exempt if it's rolled properly to an IRA. So again, what are the tax consequences of splitting these three accounts, for example, if I were to take a portion of each one of those, and what are my options for avoiding the tax on that transfer? All right, so those are some basic questions to ask. For a pension plan quadro, does the order make clear the exact manner in which the ex-spouse's portion should be calculated? That is extremely important as well. Mistake number four, the quadro doesn't provide enough protection to the ex-spouse. Make sure there are sufficient funds to be provided. Well, how could that be a problem? In a 401k or 403b quadro, watch out for the possibility that because of an outstanding plan loan, the participant's account balance may not have sufficient funds to pay the amount awarded to the ex-spouse. Well, you look at the statement and it says the total plan assets are $100,000, but there may be a plan loan of $40,000 on that account. That means, in essence, there's really only $60,000 of cash in that account. Make certain that you reference that. What are the amounts to be allowed within the quadro, and can that plan pay that balance? All right. Prevent raiding of the account. In a 401k or 403b quadro, guard against the possibility of the participant depleting the account balance. Recommend adding language that prohibits him or her from taking a plan loan or what's called an in-service distribution before the distribution date. So that plan language can prevent that person, the previous marriage partner, from in essence raiding the account balance. Because pension plan quadros in particular are complicated, make sure the client works with an attorney and actuary knowledgeable about these issues. Mistake number five, the quadro doesn't match the divorce decree or settlement agreement. The general terms of the division of retirement benefits will normally be set forth in a divorce decree. Because of sloppy drafting, there can sometimes be a mismatch, and that mismatch can have serious tax consequences.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.